This is Tom Ferris from Mold. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Matt and this is a weekly radio show dedicated to the wild sounds of Australia and Canada. I broadcast music from the two countries that I'm familiar with, having lived in both, grew up in Australia and currently living here in Vancouver, BC. And I love a few especially. And of course, current playlist songs, and today's is no exception. I should add that the podcast system is still down here at CITR Radio, which is a little frustrating because there's no access to any of the archive shows on the blog, but that is being repaired. Brad, our wonderful IT expert, is repairing the motherboard, so don't worry. In the meantime, you can still have a look at the blog and you can see set lists and videos for one of the songs I play each week. Go to Google and type OZSTRANDED, Oz Stranded, and it'll come up for you, no worries. This is a whole new year for Stranded, and I really put the effort in to get lots of interviews last year, and I'm going to do my best this year to keep playing for you a mix of interesting people I come across here in the city of Vancouver, musicians and people elsewhere who I talk to on the phone. This week I'm going to play for you Murray Porter. So last year I played for you part one of my interview with Aboriginal blues musician Murray Porter, and I didn't get around to playing part two, so I thought actually today, what the heck, we'll play the whole thing. We'll play part one again for context and play part two because it was a really interesting chat. Murray Porter is quite a legendary blues musician based here in Vancouver, and I thought also I'd play for you some more contemporary Aboriginal Canadian music as well, just as my little contribution to the Idle No More movement, just to educate listeners about the wonderful musical talent of First Nations people here in Canada. So that's coming up a bit later on, Murray Porter interview songs plus some other Aboriginal artists. But first of all, I wanted to get into some first generation punk from Australia. In the background there you're hearing I'm Stranded, of course, the theme song for this show by The Saints. Another band that was around at the same time, roughly, is called The Victims. The Victims were from Western Australia, and they, of course, feature the talents of Dave Faulkner on songwriting and guitar duties. Dave Faulkner, where does that name ring a bell? Of Hoodoo Gurus. Dave Faulkner is the chief songwriter and creative powerhouse of the Hoodoo Gurus, who are one of the most renowned Australian rock and roll bands. So what you're going to hear is Dave Faulkner in his chrysalis stage, I suppose you'd say that, you know, formative years in The Victims, which were a punk band active from 1977 till 1979. So it was Dave Faulkner on guitar and vocals, James Baker on drums, and Rudolf V on bass guitar. So they formed the band in 1977 and released their debut single, which I'm going to play for you now, the Both Sides. The single is Television Addict on side one, and side two is a song called I'm Flipped Out Over You. Punchy little punk numbers. Only 1,000 copies were pressed originally. And I actually have some reissue copies. Josh from Moloch Records, which is a distro here in Vancouver, he sold me these two EPs, and I'm playing for you them today. So first up is the EP, the debut, self-titled EP of The Victims, for those two songs, Television Addict, I'm Flipped Out Over You. And the second EP is called No Thanks to the Human Turd EP. So I'll play for you a few songs from that as well. Anyway, let's get into the music. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, going back to 1977, Perth, Western Australia. This is The Victims with the classic Television Addict.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt, and it's a whole new year on the show. And you just heard two tracks there from 1977 from the debut EP by The Victims, who are a punk band from Perth, Western Australia. featuring Dave Faulkner of who went on to be part of the Hoota Gurus there on vocals. And the first track was Television Addict, and that's a real classic, and it's on a lot of compilations you'll find of Australian punk and garage music. And it's been covered by a few bands, most notably UMI did a cover of that song on a movie soundtrack for Idiot Box a number of years ago. That's when I first heard it. The Helicopters have also recorded a cover of that song, and Teen Generate as well. And also played live by US band The Bronx on their 2007 Australian tour. So it's definitely a well-known punk anthem, The Victim's Television Addict, and the B-side there was I'm Flipped Out Over You. And up next, I'm going to play for you some songs off the A-side of their next EP, which was called No Thanks to the Human Turd. It contained 5 tracks. I'm going to play for you 3 tracks from this, the ones on the A-side. I Understand, Open Your Eyes, and High School Girls. So this is The Victims, Perth, Western Australia. Up later on the show, I have an interview with Murray Porter, Aboriginal blues musician, who is Vancouver-based. And also, after this, a brief tribute to... there's a gentleman who just passed away named Trevor Gordon. He was a member of a English rock duo called The Marbles. And he had a connection with Australia. And I'm going to tell you about who The Marbles were and Trevor Gordon and play a couple of Marbles tracks. It's coming up just after this. But first up, let's get into a few more tracks by The Victims from Perth, Western Australia, going way back to the late 70s.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes. I wanna be a schoolboy. I wanna be a schoolboy. I wanna be a schoolboy. So I've had enough of sophisticated girls. High school girl in bed tonight. High school girls, long flowers, high school girls, I like your hair. High school girls, with your style. Try to invite a fancy pen, a rich dad. I like pick pedals. I just wanna be a schoolboy. I just want a high school girl in bed tonight.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And yes, here we are back on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and we're right back in the late 70s here with the first generation punk sounds of The Victims from Perth, Western Australia, all the way over there, the most isolated major city in the world, that's right, Perth, and Dave Faulkner on vocals there, and he became the lead singer and songwriter for the Hoodoo Gurus, who are absolute giants in the world of Australian contemporary rock and roll, very well known around the world, and this was his early, very, very early works with The Victims. So you heard those three tracks were side A on their EP, No Thanks to the Human Turd. Funny title there. Side A, so you heard the songs I Understand, Open Your Eyes, and High School Girls. Okay, so right now I wanted to talk about something that came to my attention thanks to Peter Foldy. Anyone who's been listening to the show into late last year would have heard my interview with Peter Foldy. He is a musician who most well known for the song Bondi Junction. So he is actually from Canada, and he moved to Australia as a youth, spent time there, and fortuitously discovered the Bee Gees, or was actually friends with them when they were first starting out. And a mutual friend was a gentleman named Trevor Gordon. Now, Trevor has just passed away. Peter just told me on email that Trevor was one of his best friends, and Trevor passed away, and he told me about who he was. So he was part of a 60s pop duo called The Marbles, and actually had an international hit with the single Only One Woman, and I'm going to play for you that song today. So very interesting story, similar to Peter, that he was friends with the Bee Gees when they were starting out in Australia, in Sydney. Trevor was born in Blackpool, emigrated to Australia with his family in the late 50s, and while still in high school, he actually found work as a singer on the Johnny O'Keefe TV program, and that led to an exclusive contract with the ABC TV network. He eventually became friends with the Bee Gees, and he actually played lead guitar on some of their early records, like Peace of Mind, Wine and Women. He recorded his own versions of some tunes that were penned by the Bee Gees, but he really was became into the public consciousness when he formed The Marbles. So when he returned to the UK in 1966, he teamed up with his cousin Graham, and they became performing artists there. And the Bee Gees never forgot Trevor, and when they broke internationally, they helped Trevor and Gordon
get a deal with Polydor Records. They renamed themselves The Marbles and released a single, Only One Woman. I'm going to play a few that for you now. And that hit number 3 in the UK, which is huge. And I'm also going to play for you the song The Walls Fell Down, which was another single by The Marbles. So really interesting historical curiosity for you. Thanks so much for Peter Foldy. And Peter will be back this year. He's returning to Vancouver, and we're going to have him live in the studio. And that's very exciting. So thanks for keeping in touch, Peter. Let's hear a couple of tracks by The Marbles. Definitely, I dare say, not songs that haven't been played on CITR radio. I'd not heard of The Marbles before, and this is amazing quality music. Again, like, the vocals are extraordinary, just like the Bee Gees. Really powerful, emotive vocals you're going to hear from The Marbles. So let's play for you two tracks. We are going to hear, first of all, The Walls Fell Down, and then Only One Woman by The Marbles. As by way of respect for Trevor Gordon, who just passed away.
When morning time breaks, my lonely heart, no one I touch can tell.
trap that drunk window smoker, tied and drooling, flapped and stunk, pillow stroked my hand, pooling must be peas, strapped or hung that fellow, broke my grand stool, dust he seized, stung or wallowed, hope or glands, ruled my lust, seized stopping wrist or heaving clots in list, nor seizing crap that bunk indoor broken ride and fooling. This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Okay, so we're back here on CITR Radio, and two really fascinating tracks there by a duo called The Marbles. The Marbles were an English rock duo, but they had an Australian connection because they consisted of Graham Bonnet and Trevor Gordon. Now, Trevor Gordon spent time in Australia. He emigrated there as a young person, and he met the Bee Gees, knew them as a young person, and actually played guitar on some of their early records. When he went back to the UK, he formed The Marbles, and they went on to have some couple of quite big hits with the two songs I played for you. We heard a song called Only One Woman, and before that we heard the song The Walls Fell Down. And thanks again to Peter Foldy for letting me know all about The Marbles. Well, on a sad note, because Trevor Gordon just passed away, and Trevor was one of Peter's best friends. So thanks again, Peter Foldy. Peter Foldy of Bondi Junction fame, who will be back in Vancouver soon. Okay, this is CITR Radio, and I wanted to play for you now the interview I recorded with Murray Porter a little while back last year. I played for you part one, didn't get time for part two, but I thought we'd play the whole thing again. I'll start for this from scratch, play part one again today, some Murray Porter tracks, and part two. I think it's good timing because of the Idle No More movement, which is really really gaining some momentum here in Vancouver and across the country of Canada, as a First Nations movement raising awareness about issues relating to the health and well-being and positive self-determination of Aboriginal people. So Murray is a wonderful blues musician, very well regarded and very established here in Vancouver, and I interviewed him last year. Let's play for you a Murray Porter track, and then we'll play for you the two parts of the interview.
Sorry, it's not what you say, it's what you do. You tell us you do better, but it's hard to believe it. The day has finally come, told the world that you were wrong. Far too many have passed on now. It's sorry. Took away our children, stole their mother's love, laid waste to our tradition. Wasn't that enough? Separated from my culture so many years.
so alone, with no mothers and no fathers, in a world so far from. Forced to use another language, punished when you spoke your native tongue. Tried to kill our spirit, but our hearts still beat as one. You took away our children, stole our mother's love, laid waste to our tradition.
So that was a song from Murray Porter. The song was called Is Sorry Enough. Murray Porter is an Aboriginal blues musician based in Vancouver, and I caught up with him last year recording an interview. We played part one last year. We're going to replay that now, and then part two as well, which we didn't get time to play last year. So here we go. This is interview with Murray Porter, blues musician, part one.
And how long have you actually been part of the scene here in BC? When did you make your move from Ontario?
I've been here, this will be 7 years.
Ah.
Just this month, 7 years exactly, that I've been in North Vancouver, actually, where I live. I'm loving the scene here. I'm really very happy to be. I'm a full-time musician. That's all I do for a living. And I've been able to do that for 7 years here in this city, and that's quite a feat.
It really is. It's really amazing that you've done that. How did it shift for you? Like, can you describe how it has been different being here than in Ontario?
Well, for me, I lived in I grew up on a Six Nations reservation in southern Ontario, which is about maybe almost an hour from Toronto. So for me to drive into Toronto and park and pay the gas and then drive back home, it wasn't worth any money at all, and being here in the city, I mean, plus I do solo gigs at the fancy hotels with the grand piano, and so when I'm not doing the shows, I do that, so it keeps my chops up, and plus I get to, make some money. It's really cool.
I'm wondering if you could bring us back to those very early days, what it was like there on the reserve. How did the musical influences come to you?
I can tell you how I got to blues. Here's the thing, right? Geographically, where my reserve, Six Nations, is, it's about an hour from Toronto. It's about 90 minutes from Buffalo, New York, and it's about 2 hours from Detroit, Michigan. So it's like it's inundated with the signals, and Chicago is just across the lake. So late at night, when I was supposed to be in bed, like about 13 years old, I had an AM radio. Remember those things?
Yep.
Transistor radio. And I could pick up, late at night, I could pick up sounds from Chicago. And I heard B.B. King saying The Thrill Is Gone. And I grew up on country music on the res there. And my parents, that's what they were into. And this was my first time hearing blues. And I was like, wow, what is this music? Cool. And I listened to it some more. And the guy said, did you listen to the blues at radio, la, 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 Chicago, Illinois? And so I, as soon as I heard blues, that was it. So I started looking for records. And I started finding old blues records and started playing them, Jesse B.B. King stuff. And that's how I got into music. Then I taught myself to play on an old piano, and there you go.
That really is fascinating, that quirk of fate being geographically located there, because it sounds like there weren't necessarily individuals in your environment that necessarily gave you records.
No, there was nobody to teach me to play the blues, because there was nobody around doing it. And then a few years later, I ran into these fellas, another native bunch of guys from Buffalo, and they were playing blues, and they got me into the band. I could sing. I was just learning the piano, but I could sing, so they got me in the band, and then they taught me the basics of the blues, and so I was lucky to have mentors like that in my early years.
Do you find it's challenging for younger Aboriginal people to get into the blues? Have you had any experience of teaching younger people, or because there's so many influences now culturally that sort of pull people?
Yeah, well, the thing is, right, from my reservation, we have a gentleman by the name of Robbie Robertson that came out of there, and Derek Miller, also from my reserve, myself, and we had bands. When I grew up, when I was a teenager, there was three or four different bands playing all around from our reserve, native bands. So I could watch these guys and go, wow, these guys they're having fun making music, and there was those guys to follow. And in a lot of cases, there's not anybody in your community to follow, to have a role model, to have somebody to you could go listen to and talk to, and not necessarily teach, but have somebody that has accomplished a few things, and it's like, well, if they could do it, then why can't I do it? And it's sort of a thing that I find that's kind of missing here in the Native community here in Vancouver, and so I'm trying to change all that, and just trying to give an example to people, because I won the Juno Award this year, as you know, for Aboriginal Album of the Year. So now they're looking at me like, hey, well, if he can do it, he just lives right there, why can't I do it? So it's an ongoing process, but I hope to someday have a thriving Native music scene here in Vancouver as well. I mean, there's a lot of hip-hop guys, and there's a few rock bands, but I'd like to see more.
Yeah, and from my vantage point here, I've interviewed a few artists, and I can see that there is a community there. Red Soul Blues,
yeah,
Rose,
yeah,
I've seen it.
Wonderful singer.
And another woman actually just met in passing, Delana.
Oh, Delana Gilbourne.
She sounds like a very fascinating person and I'm eager to interview.
You got to get her on the show, because she went through addiction, she went through all these things, now she's bounced back, and she's a community advocate and a wonderful singer as well, so it'd be a good idea to get a hold of her someday and get her on your show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And actually, on this note, I must say, reading your bio, and I saw you play with your band, and your bass player sounds equally as fascinating. Helena Duguay?
Helen
Duguay?
Yes.
Yeah, she sounds like she's quite accomplished herself. Can you tell me a little bit about Helen, how you met her?
She's been here in BC and been part of the music scene for many years. Everybody you talk to who's been around this town will know who she is, because she's been everywhere. And in her early career, she was part of an all-girls group back in the 60s. They toured with Dave Clark Five, and she had met the Stones and all these huge artists back in those days. And tragically, there was a car accident on the way to one of their gigs, and two of the ladies died. And she sort of fell out of the business for a while. She was sort of downtrodden, and then she came to BC here, and away she went again. And now she's 69 years old, and she can play that bass, and she can sing a song, and I'm lucky to have her.
She left town with my best friend, if that was enough. She took my dog and my guitar too, and all she left me was a case of the flu. Red blues, red blues. Every kind of people got every kind of blues, but a red man got red blues, red blues, red blues.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Arming, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. That was Res Blues by Murray Porter. He is a First Nations blues musician based in Vancouver, and you just heard part one of my interview with Murray, which we did play late last year, but we didn't get to part two, so I thought I'd start again and do part one and two. So part two is coming up right now, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the Idle No More movement, which is occurring right now in Canada. If you're listening in Australia, you might be intrigued about this amazing social justice movement. But for now, here's part two of my interview with Murray Porter.
So I noticed online that you've spoken at a festival in Chicago specifically about the native influence on early blues music. Is there anything you can just let the listeners know?
Well, see, it's a thing that it's not very well documented. People don't talk about it much, but if you talk to the people down there, you'll know. This is a thing, right? When they brought the slaves over and brought them to America, and they put them in the fields, they took their drums away so they couldn't do their ceremonies, you know, because the last thing they wanted, counterproductive to working in the field. So when they did escape, they went into the bayous and into the woods, and they didn't know where to go, so they went for the fires, and that's where the natives were. So they brought them in and brought them into the native camps, and they gave them the drum back, and they started to I would call it cross-pollination of the music and the people and the message and the same struggles that we both go through, both our peoples, somehow made a huge bond with the music and the blues, and so there's a lot of blues, native blues players, and it's partially from that original beginnings of the blacks and the natives getting together. And if you look at the Mardi Gras Indians, that's what their whole premise is. They're black Indians. And that's what the whole Mardi Gras festival comes from, is those people.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's quite a thing, and people don't talk about it much, but if you talk to the people in New Orleans, they'll tell you about the black Indians and the way they mixed and cultures together, and somehow the blues and jazz and came out of it. So yeah.
Oh, I mean, it does make perfect sense. Yeah. And
where would you go, right?
Yeah.
Escape. You know how to survive in this. You're not in Africa. You're in the middle of this crazy country you've never been before. So, yeah,
yes.
That's the way it went. I do believe, and there's a lot of professors that would tell you the same.
Yeah, that's right. It's really piqued my curiosity. I wonder what sort of early recordings are out there somewhere, you know, so in archives.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. And I'm wondering then about, I mean, you've very well established in your career. How is it shifted for you, your sense of being a blues musician? Can you tell us sort of emotionally how you feel these days about that as opposed to earlier? I can only imagine it's grown, you know, those feelings growing stronger for you.
Well, see, the thing is that it was hard to get even a gig as a blues artist when I first started, because natives and blues, like, what? You guys sing folk music and dance around with a drum. You guys don't have no blues, you know, and people couldn't get it through their heads that as native people, you know, we're just like everybody else. We have cars, and we fall in love, and we fall out of love, and we have jazz artists and dancers and every kind of genre you could think of. We're playing it. Our people are doing it too, because everyone does what they love the most, and I love the blues, and that's why I ended up to be doing this. But so that's the biggest thing now, that I'm accepted as a blues artist now. And I play at all these fancy hotels, and they don't know that I'm native. I don't really look, native. Like, some people look more native than others, and I don't really look it. So I don't tell them, you know, and it's not important.
Mm.
It's all about the music,
yeah.
You know, so and that's... You know, I'm totally proud of my heritage, and I wouldn't change it for the world. But I'm equally proud of being a respected musician as well. And they're intertwined, of course, but they're also two separate things.
Absolutely, and you know, let's face it, the blues is universal. It really is.
Yeah. It really is. Like, it doesn't matter where you go. They have blues festivals in Scandinavia. They have I've seen Japanese blues bands. I've seen Swedish blues bands. I've seen from every country you can think of, because it is universal. The themes are universal, and it's like somebody told me once, it's the easiest world music in the world to learn, but the hardest one to master, which is true, because the chords aren't hard. It's not a, you know, it's not rocket science, but the feeling behind those chords and the feeling behind those notes and the words that you sing, that's what makes it different.
Absolutely. And thanks so much, Murray, for your insights. And I guess one last question, it might be good to end off on this, actually. For like someone like myself as a beginner, I've been sort of starting on the guitar, but the piano is obviously something to play as well. Are there any songs you'd recommend for an early beginner wanting to learn a little blues on piano, something that's like really obvious that sticks out for you?
I would say look for any albums by a man called Pinetop Perkins. Now, he was 94 years old when I saw him play here in town just recently. And he's still playing, he's still great. And so he would be the one. Just get with some of his records, preferably some of his early records, and check him out. And you'll be surprised. He's quite a guy and quite a player.
Oh, wow. Can you repeat that name?
Pinetop Perkins.
Oh, thanks. Great personal recommendation there from Murray Porter.
Every cloud is lined with silver. Good things come to those who wait. Everybody knows they're just fairy tales. Take my hand and come with me. Take my heart and take all of me. Set my love. Time I see you, you put a smile right across my face. Every time I'm away from you, it's 48 hours in every day. Yeah, 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 rain on your parade.
Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
This is CITR Radio and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, on this time every week. And I just heard I did say at the start of the show that the podcast system is still down, but it's possible at this point that it might be back up. The CITR radio podcast went down over Christmas due to a weather anomaly. No despair. I can't confirm 100%, but apparently they're up. So hopefully somebody right now is listening to this in the future on podcast. There you go. Anywhere in the world, go to Google, type in Oz Stranded into Google, and the show blog will come up with all the lovely podcasts, set lists, and other information. Email me anytime. Also, there's a link there for email. And Twitter is Oz Stranded is where you can follow the show. So that was one more song from Murray Porter. That song was called Set. You heard my second part of the Murray Porter interview that I recorded last year. But we finally got it last year. We rebroadcasted part one and part two today in its entirety. So full Murray Porter interview. Murray Porter is a First Nations blues musician. Really great to talk to. Hopefully we'll have him on the show again sometime. And I really wanted to play that because today was actually one of the major demonstrations for the Idle No More movement here in Vancouver. I believe across the country today was one of the big pushes for public demonstrations. So the Idle No More movement is a really wonderful civil society movement that is galvanizing Aboriginal people around issues of social justice, health and well-being. It's very well documented, the tragedy that has occurred to Aboriginal people due to colonization and the residential schools. And now a movement has been has sprung up all across the country to galvanize people. Everyone is encouraged to blog, Facebook, Twitter. You can find the hashtag, of course, Idle No More, or at Idle No More. You can write letters to Stephen Harper. Just share, repost anything on social media, or do things like this. Do radio, do anything to do your little bit, which is what I'm attempting to do today. IdleNoMore.com. They say that Idle No More calls on all peoples to join in a revolution which honors and fulfills Indigenous sovereignty, which protects the land and water. Very simply put, enough said. Let's get into some more music. I want to play some more Aboriginal music because I've been notified about a pretty significant event happening in New York City, which is a showcase. So here we go, a Native America North showcase that's happening in New York very soon, actually this weekend, Saturday, January 12th. Three of Canada's best Aboriginal artists will perform a music showcase that's free to the public during the APAP 2013 conference in New York City, featuring roots, folk, and pop interpretations of Anishinaabe, Mohawk, Inuit, and Métis culture. So that's in the press release. It's free admission if you happen to be living in New York City. And I'm going to play for you three artists that are going to be playing. First up is Elisapi. E-L-I-S-A-P-I-E is how you spell the name. She launched her first solo record in 2009, There Will Be Stars. So let's play for you a track from Elisapi. And then we'll also play some Donna Mero and some Digging Roots. So all these musicians are from Manitoba. Aboriginal music for you here on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Listen to me, won't you listen to me until I'm through, until I'm through. Never gonna see till you start again, till you stop. You really wanna be the one you can be. Stop the lies, stop the lies. Love is what you make it until somebody breaks it. Love is what you make it until somebody shakes it. We'll be right back.
don't have to fake it. Finally take it. What was given to you? What was given to you? Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Give me pride. Give me pride. Don't have to force it. Don't have to hide. To make your way through. To make your way through. Don't have to please. Don't have to please. Have to look inside. Deep inside. Love is what you make.
Probably shouldn't share it with you, but baby, I'm going to. And here's what I wanna do. See, I got you on my brain, and I got one thing left to say. Why don't you get out of my head and into my arms? Here in my bed, baby, what do you wanna do? Move in slow motion and take the time that you need. Cause baby, I'm right where I wanna be. I got Sade playing on the radio. The candle's burning and I'm ready to go. Oh, baby, what do you wanna do? See, I got you on my brain, and I got one thing left to say. And why don't you get out of my head and into my arms? Here in my bed, baby, what do you wanna do? My tender kiss will make you mad. You feel so much better, baby, than you've ever felt. And we'll be here until the sun comes up. What do you want to do? See, I got you on my brain, and I got a one. Why don't you get and I hold you close. But baby, what do you wanna do? Coming right along, oh, about a nice way to ask her for a song. So I asked the mountain if she might wanna move me. She said, tell the rivers to wake up the lake. See, rivers take it from sky and face, and yellow belly hawks know how to kill pigs. Singing for the spring is like kissing pretty things, and changes like fire, changes like wind. Birch bark and maple and seeds of black hair. Sing, raven, sing, show, show, now feel the hair. In the year 1963, French artist Robert Filou chose January 17th as Art's birthday and pronounced Art 1 million years old.
On January 17th, CITR celebrates with 24 hours of radio art. That's 24 hours of the weird and the reckless in your earholes. Tune in to hear radio and sound art, noise and experimental music, and all the strangeness CITR programmers and the Vancouver community has to offer. Guest hosts and artists include Prophecy Sun, Patrick Sampler, Whip the UFO, sound artists Anna Fritz, Julie Gendron, and Emma Hendricks, Giorgio Magnanesi of Vancouver New Music, and more. For schedule updates on all our birthday madness, stay tuned to CITR and like us on Facebook. To participate, submit your art or weirdo idea by midnight Sunday, January 13th to arts@citr.ca. Happy 1,050th birthday, Art!
Here we are, this is CITR Radio, back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, and three musicians there or musical groups, artists, all from Manitoba. So, and they're all Aboriginal musicians who are playing in New York City tomorrow at a really interesting gathering called the Native American North Showcase in New York. Aboriginal artists perform during the APAP 2013 conference, and those three musicians are all going to be there. First up was Eliapsie, E-L-I-S-A-P-I-E. She has done a lot of touring across Quebec and overseas and throughout Canada. And her website is E-L-I-S-A-P-I-E. We also heard there a track from Don Amaro. We interviewed him last year, actually. He's from Winnipeg, Manitoba, who's a very hard-working independent musician. You can find his website, donamero.com. We played for you the track, What Do You Want to Do? And finally was Digging Roots, really cool group there. The song was called Spring to Come. Have a look at that that film clip on the website, on YouTube. It's really great. Digging Roots, Spring to Come. So they're another group from, and they're from Toronto, actually. Toronto, Ontario. Featuring a male-female front woman and front man. They're a duo, Digging Roots. So again, they're all playing in New York City tomorrow, Saturday, the 12th of January, at a big showcase for North American Aboriginal music. And again, don't forget that the Idle No More movement is stepping up big time in Canada. Again, that little catchphrase from the website, Idle No More calls on all people to join a revolution which honours and fulfils Indigenous sovereignty, which protects the land and water. IdleNoMore.com. Okay, so we're getting near the end of the show, and you know what? I'm going to play for you an epic Neil Young song. This is going to go for about 16 minutes, I think. We should get us to the end of the show. Neil Young, a champion, a legend, and actually a champion of Indigenous causes himself. When I went to see him in concert late last year, extraordinary show, by the way, he was wearing an Australian Aboriginal flag on stage. It was amazing. Like, what a statement. Neil Young, and he's worn that same shirt on Letterman, which is awesome. Anyway, I attended his show last year, and he played lots of songs from the Psychedelic Pill record, which is his latest record. Wonderful, epic jams, jammy type songs with Crazy Horse. Oh man, it was just amazing. And I'm going to play for you one of those epic songs right now. Very long song from Neil Young and Crazy Horse to end the show. Thanks so much for listening. We have African Rhythms up next after this song. I hope you enjoy this. This is Neil Young and Crazy Horse with a track from the Psychedelic Pill record. Okay. We'll be right back.
Thank you.